Excuse me? A glass of Cristal, please.
Right away.
You know, I'm fine with you living here, and I've even grown to enjoy our killer and the tech whiz odd couple dynamic, but you have a lot of nerve inviting the perfect stranger to crash here, too.
Slow down, Felix. I don't know what you're talking about.
Then go check with your new roomie. Roomie?
So you were staying at your father's loft?
You mean the place where he was murdered?
I can't sleep there. It gives me nightmares, so... When Emily called this morning to ask me for help with her wound care, I decided to pack up my things.
And make yourself at home here?
Yeah, it'd be nice.
So you tended to Emily. What's the news?
Physically, she's going to be fine. I think it was finding out she can't have children that hit her the hardest.
Can't imagine she opened up to you. She doesn't really do that to strangers.
She has to me. We've spoken about all sorts of things.
Does she know about us?
As in how we're back together, you mean? No. If I told her that, I'd just be bragging. I thought I could avenge my father's death by myself, but I can't. I need you to help me. What's the problem? He was your mentor.
Which is why I'm in.
Aware of the bad blood between Thorne and Lydia Davis, Conrad Grayson took the premeditated step of buying his mistress a handgun and welcoming her aboard the honeymoon yacht.
That sentence did not exist when I signed off on the final copy. The last person to handle the book was my assistant editor, Jessica Rush. She is responsible.
Yeah, we'll get her ass in here.
She's gone. Suddenly picked up and moved to Europe. She sabotaged us, Daniel. And believe me, when I find
Margot
her...
Margot Marchel?
Oui? Merci. Oh, great. Conrad is suing Voulet for libel.